Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Matt Bowen.
See, I always tell people that ball was deflected when I intercepted Brady. I don't tell people that, obviously.
And you have every right, because it's
and
true.
And the beauty of it is drafted right after.
Oh, that's right. Back to back.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, 2000 draft. I was number 198. Brady was number 199.
How about that? For anybody who didn't realize that, our guy Matt Bowen drafted right next to Brady. Tom Brady cloned his dog. We found out this earlier today that his dog is actually a clone of his former dog from a company that he's an investor in.
Say I'm interested. You know, it's, what would a nothing fancy, just the basic, just a basic clone job cost.
And now we're wondering, you think it's possible, it's true, Matt, you think it's possible he's going to clone himself and try to raise a quarterback to be even better than him? Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I mean, this can't be real, right?
The dog cloning is real.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, you know, topic.
Apparently it is. I don't know. It's probably dangerous territory.
And that's the end of our clone reaction. You had your fun. All good things must come to an end.
We should just move on.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. You guys are chickens.
Yeah, all right. Well, how about this?
In Scotland, they cloned the sheep. If I was a scientist, you know what I would clone? Hot dogs.
Really?
Think of all the possibilities, Norm. You could have a hot dog anytime you wanted.
Well, Harry, you could do that pretty much now.
They'd be so abundant, they'd become our currency. 20 hot dogs would equal roughly a nickel. Depending on the strength of the yen, I'm not quite sure, but...
The official adventures of... Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a show for you. It's going to be rough to follow up what Midday's accomplished today, though. That was pretty awesome what they did. Here's what we're planning. Mark Grody's going to join us, and he got to talk with the Bears general manager, and there weren't any recording devices allowed. He's got to tell us what was said, and we're all really interested in it. So that'll be 5 o'clock today. Alex Brown is on a boat. We're going to talk with Alex Brown at 4 o'clock. Wayne Randazzo called, dare I say, the comeback of the year last night over on the West Side. We will talk with him at 3:30. We will turn the page at 3. Alex is here. Tanny is here. Spiegel is there. That man is Matt Spiegel.
What up, good people? My goodness, that might have been the comeback of the year. It's one of the early nominees for Game of the Year, along with the opening night double OT Thunder and Rockets game. Because nobody really thought that was going to come. After the Bulls got drubbed in New York in the second of the back-to-backs, and then gave up 75 in the first half against Philly last night. You're like, oh, that's too bad. Well, nice start by the Bulls, but there's still a big chasm between them and the top of the East. And then they did that in the second half.
Giving up 75 points in a half is usually a really good indicator that you're going to lose. But seeing how Philadelphia kind of went to sleep and the Bulls' defense got better and they started making shots, it was a recipe. You could start to feel it, I would say, towards the end of the third.
Yes.
You're like, wait, they're still tethered. And if you're at Philadelphia, you don't want the lead to be 15-16 at that point, because that's close enough. That's for NBA teams, they can overcome that. And if they stayed tethered, you had to keep watching to see if they were going to come back.
Yeah, man. Like Kevin Huerter said after the game that this was the epitome of how Billy has been telling us this was going to go. And that's fascinating to me, because they did the pivot thing last year where they're like, all right, let's start playing fast. Hey, this is working. And then they were pretty good down the stretch towards the end. Like, oh, okay. But now this year, their offense is real, man. You look at offensive efficiency as a team and around the league, the Bulls offense is real. It's 120.0 for the Bulls offense. And the offense is real. Other teams finally take notice and start trying to outrun them and outgun them. And then they need to step up at some point and be physical in response and actually play grown-ass team man defense. And that's what they did in the second half.
Yeah, they played good defense. They made shots. They moved the ball. Like, it wasn't just like a black hole. Like, everyone got touches. And the game-winning bucket was a really good example of that. And yeah, Giddy was trying to, like, hey, come on, let's go. Like, let's get back in this thing, and pushing the action through his individual offensive play. But the fact that he was looking for guys that to open up and giving them opportunities to make plays was great. The production from Isaac Okoro on the defensive end was absolutely spectacular. It finally, over the last, I would say, three games, he's looked like he's got what it is that they're doing, because the first couple of games he looked out of sorts and didn't look like he fit, and now it looks like he's fitting.
It's hard to see team defense and notice it as it grows in the NBA, because everybody's so damn good. Like, all the shooters are so good, and when things are bad, you know, it sometimes just looks like the shooters are tired or things like that. But like, the cumulative effect of getting stops and the whole team kind of rising up together, I believe we saw that, and they believe they saw that. Like, some of the quotes after the game, even Vooch on the floor talking to KC after the game. He didn't get to the end of that interview before pointing the thumb and saying, we can't do what we did.
Yes.
In the first half. Like, they know they're not going to survive in the NBA, like, to be a good team if they do what they did in the first half. They had to bust their ass. They shouldn't have to work that hard to overcome how bad they were defensively in the first half.
Well, there's still a try-hard element to this team. And it's one of the things that still has me a little bit skeptical. Now, if you're saying that we are seeing Giddy emerge as a star and a superstar, and Modest didn't have his best night last night, they did a really good job on him, I thought, and he got frustrated. And I like that when he gets frustrated, he does just try to dunk on people. Like, that, I think that's the best way as a basketball player, that's how you should react. I'm just going to start dunking on people. Or I'm at least try to start dunking on people.
Yes.
But they cannot live like that. Like, that's when the legs are fresh and it's October and early November, you can do that. When it's January and February, you're not going to be able to make that comeback. But it is surprising. And not after you told the numbers on it, but looking at Philadelphia already being tired, because already tired.
And they're playing Maxey like crazy, and Edgecombe too, and all of that. So, I mean, to me, it's fascinating, dude. Like, I know you've had your doubts on whether this Bulls thing is possibly for real or not. And I have too. I'm more of a believer if they're going to play defense like that, like with pride, you know? I mean, like the difference will be if they play defense with pride from the get-go And they're that team that like goes out to a big lead just through defense and effort along with their offensive system. If they can do that, as opposed to letting themselves fall behind and need this, I want to see them play with defensive team pride from the get-go. Then you're really talking of them about a much higher ceiling.
Correct. That they need to understand that's the kind of the Achilles heel of this Bulls team is they have to play hard every night, every half. Yeah. And they can't let happen what happened last night in the first half. And that was great that they were able to overcome it. And that was it was so fun. Like, that place was rocking. It's a great night. Like, Red Panda came back last night. Alex, Red Panda, standing ovation? What are we talking? You were there last night.
Yeah, she was outstanding. I don't know how many plates she got up on top of her head, but didn't drop a single one. And the crowd was going wild. Just an outstanding atmosphere at the United Center. And I think Red Panda really got the second half momentum rolling.
She had the 45 on last night, right? The Jordan 45, from what I saw.
Yes.
Yeah, truly back.
For a comeback, right?
That's beautiful. Because this really was the Red Panda revenge game against what? Against the unicycle that caused her downfall first time?
I mean, remember,
against gravity?
She's been through a lot. It wasn't just that. Someone had stolen the unicycle at one point. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on with Red Panda, so I'm glad she was back. She's a crowd favorite. Like, she's one of halftime. It's her and Quick Change.
She's a national big deal. She was on the Amazon Prime NBA show, like their first night. They had Red Panda out there, you know, tossing bowls up and doing the thing that she does. Alex, Bulls haven't lost at home. Was it electric there last night? I don't know what you have to compare it to, but that was pretty great. I don't know how many Bulls games you've been to.
Well, I can say for an October game, a great atmosphere. Went to several games last year and the year before, and it just feels like...
What about for a November game?
Feels like, November. It is November. An early season game, a pre-December game.
That to a mid-January game that you've been to.
From last year, it was a much better atmosphere.
Alex,
it feels like people bought in.
See me, Alex.
Not good, huh?
It's not good. Nothing Alex. Good. We're going to turn the page in November here very soon.
Oh, I meant to tell you guys. I stop off at Robust to pick up my tea. I'll put the picture in the group chat. Speaks, you have lost the war on Thanksgiving and the war on Halloween.
Oh, the holidays?
Yeah.
No, I know. It's here.
They had it's funny, though, because they still had, like, the Halloween stuff up, but there is a Christmas tree with little mini coffee cups on as ornaments. And I was like, Speaks is lost. He's lost.
You know who I blame? You know
Mariah
who I blame
Carey?
No, Spiro Ditas. Like, Spiro's the one who, like, catapulted
Naturally.
Everybody into the holiday season when he said so in response to Aditi's little human interest piece on the Sunday game. And, like, everybody follows what Spiro says. He knows that.
Always really wonderful to see, especially this time of year. As we're into the holiday season.
It's holiday season.
November 2nd, Spiro. November 2, okay? Cram it. And see what he did? He made Robust pull out the Christmas tree with the little coffee cups on it. I blame Spiro.
I don't give a if it's Halloween. All right?
It's not anymore. Matt.
You know what's even worse about that? I believe the next day was Matt LaFleur's birthday. Oh, so maybe that's why he doesn't give a bleep about Halloween.
Man, I just love that the Panthers went up there and crammed it up his cram hole. You know, that's what that man deserves. Lawrence, you watched those games. You went back and watched the condensed versions of those games?
Yeah,
just
man.
To check in and see what was happening to the Packers and the Lions and the Vikings. We got to do some of that.
Yeah, because I look at them and I go, why aren't you guys better? Because I feel like they should be 7-2. And I'm like, this is not going well for the, and now the Tucker Kraft thing, like, it's a, okay. So Matt LaFleur's birthday is November 3rd. So maybe he was looking ahead to his birthday, maybe his whole life. Maybe that's what this is. It's like Christmas babies. Maybe his whole life, his birthday has been overshadowed by Halloween.
So he hates it.
So he hates Halloween.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
Oh, my God, that's a good call. He's like, because he would have a party and be like, guys, it's time for cake. And everybody like, no, we just had all the candy. Sorry. And he's like, it was Halloween, Matt. And that's what he said to all his friends.
Maybe that's what we have now found about Matt LaFleur And we should have some sympathy for him. Yeah. You know? He had all those birthdays just ignored.
I have no sympathy for Matt LaFleur.
Wow.
Zero.
I thought you guys were good after him and I thought you were enthusiastic about him and Flus getting together for Marquette basketball.
Yeah, I'm never going to live down my enthusiasm, and I shouldn't. I don't deserve to live that down, as a matter of fact.
Thomas Brown never had to get drinks with Matt LaFleur, and he beat him straight up.
That's right. He didn't have time, though, because he wasn't here that long.
Well, he had a lot of this play, let's be honest.
No, there's no – where is he, by the way? That's a guy that we were all like, yeah, that guy's going to someday be a head coach. Where did he land?
Efforting Thomas Brown. Put it in there, Alex.
Put him on the Slack if he's not coaching somewhere.
He's in New England.
Doing?
He is the passing game coordinator and tight ends coach.
Okay. Tight ends coach usually.
Responsible for Drake May?
Now we're talking, Tanny. Now that's a theory.
Now that's a good place to attach yourself to, especially the leadership style of Mike Vrabel. I could see Thomas Brown's style getting comped to that. It'll look good on the resume to have that gig up there, without a doubt.
All right, it's cool. It's cool. Speaking of quarterbacks in their second year doing well, Ben Johnson had some thoughts about Caleb Williams that we would like to share with you and discuss. We will do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
You think the Chicago fans will be a little quieter on your quarterback now?
Yeah, come on, man. It only fuels him, so whatever they do, it's only going to fuel him. But no, we appreciate the support. They showed out today, and yeah, go bear down.
Bear down indeed. The Bears with another opportunity coming up this week against the Giants. An opportunity to get a win, an opportunity to move up in the NFC, an opportunity to keep themselves alive in the playoff race.
It's a real thing.
They're in the hunt.
I don't know how tongue-in-cheek that was out of you. Sounded like a whiff of sarcasm.
No, not at all. There's literally a video of people being mad at me because I'm like, they're in the playoff chase right now.
Yeah, they really are.
How can they not be?
They definitely are. Even though that second half schedule is rough, and they might not have done as much on the trade deadline as you want, they're right there. And this topic of Caleb Williams being groomed, perhaps broken and rebuilt anew by Ben Johnson, has been fascinating to watch and will continue to be so. There are ups and downs to the development, but this fusion of their talents and skills is going pretty damn well overall. And Ben had a chance to talk about Caleb at the halfway point, right, Lawrence? I mean, because we're 5-3 here. We're 8 games in to a 17-game season. It's a Caleb day, and Ben spoke on Caleb today. It makes sense that he would check in.
Well, I mean, the number one thing is for us to win games, and so we've done that 5 times so far. That's who we are as a team. I do think he's getting better every week. There's ups and there's downs, and some weeks are better than others, which we knew, but he's a lot better place now with his process than he was to start the season. you know, that whole the week isn't necessarily smooth sailing always, but I think that's to be expected with year one in a new system. So he's learning and he's spending a lot of time at it. So I'm very pleased with his approach. And I think we've got the right group of guys around him to help support him. And so I think we're going to continue to see him take off here second half of the season.
I hear a dude trying to be patient and trying to be publicly confident and complimentary, but trying to be honest as well. Lawrence, what do you hear?
I hear someone that is for now on schedule. That I'm sticking to what Ben was talking about. We want to be playing our best football in December and January. As a show, we talked about the idea of having a better sense of Caleb and what he can do inside of this system when we get closer to Thanksgiving. And we're, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from that being, or three games away from that being the case. So I look at what they did on Sunday as he played really well against a team that he should have played well against. And I'm not going to hold it against him and be like, man, they're really, like, they're cheeks, so I'm not going to give him credit for making the plays that he made. The stuff that he did this week allowed for Colston Loveland to be the NFC Player of the Week on offense. And they put up a ton of points. Those shootout wins that you've been talking about, mm-hmm. like here was finally one of them. You know, Bears team giving up more points than ever for them to be able to win, and they were able to do that. It doesn't mean that he's arrived. And you know what? I kept thinking about it because I was thinking about our conversation from Monday.
Yeah.
That
our Monday 5 o'clock conversation, I thought, was a really healthy and honest, if slightly uncomfortable for some, conversation about the quarterback.
My thing is I think there is a, and I'm not saying this is you, Speaks. I'm saying in general, when people start talking about Caleb, because of the expectations, because of the industrial draft complex, I feel like people expect it to be perfect. And then sometimes they can't acknowledge when it's been better because it wasn't perfect.
Like, no, that's fair. That's fair. I think what I want, though, is I want us to be able to comfortably talk about the stuff that he still needs to work on. And so I think the operation is you and me and the listeners finding that comfortable nuance. And it can be difficult. Like that conversation that we had coming on the Monday after a Bears win really pissed off a lot of people. And I get it, because there's a lot of people who just want to sit in the joy. And I can relate to that. But I would, even just when you hear Ben talking about it, like, not everything's been perfect and not every week is whatever. Like, Ben gives you the overall calm and positivity, but man, there's still a lot to work on. And that's why it's not a binary conversation. It can't be a polarized binary conversation where you weigh in on the final outcome of something that is a progress and a process you are watching.
What if I told you?
What if I told
you? In a world. What if I told you that Sunday with Caleb was a really good example of good, better, best?
There you go. That's Ben, isn't it? Where
it wasn't his best, but I think they're clearly better.
Yeah, well, I think I like the Billy Williams version. I'm old school. I'm a truther. I'm a good, better, best truther.
Good, better, best hipster.
I am a good, better, best hipster, because I listen to Spiegel and Holmes Find Out, which is my favorite investigative journalism show in all of sports.
And Tom Scherer with the tip for us that we followed up on and we found out.
That's why I'm not going to get rid of my Tom share. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. You don't have to call Chuck McDowell. You don't have to call him yet.
But you're right. But that was a progress Sunday.
Let me whiteboard it, though, for people. Okay. If you're like, wait, what the hell are those two talking about? Yesterday, we found out that Billy Williams came up with good, better, best, and he got it from his middle school teacher.
Incredible.
In Whistler, Alabama. Yep. And he said it in his 1986 Hall of Fame speech.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better is best.
the polite applause there is very different than the way that the Bears players respond to it in the locker room.
Now look, Speaks, I now know that there were people who needed us to whiteboard it, because as I looked at the control room, Layla Raheem was like, wait, what?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so I know that there were other people who maybe didn't know that that was a thing. So yeah. Now we know that Ben stole it from sweet swinging Billy Williams, and we should flog Ben for stealing from a Hall of Famer.
Well, or maybe we just have to track down, you know, where Ben's dad heard it from, you know, and that coaching staff. Maybe they were watching the Billy Williams Hall of Fame speech. This is our developing theory on how this all came together.
I think it's a really good theory.
Me too. Look, here's the thing about Caleb. I want to be able to point out the number of plays where he does that thing where he freezes in the back of the pocket and then does the orbit scramble to either direction and doesn't really make a decision, because I'm sure that he and Ben are talking about them. But we also got to highlight when he throws an absolute freaking laser beam to Colston Loveland on a perfect read, when he recognizes the coverage the way that the head coach wants him to recognize the coverage. So good is better is best. It's happening on regular Sundays around here.
Yeah, people will tell us it's a Tim Duncan thing. No. Tim Duncan clearly stole it from Billy Williams. And Billy's teacher probably stole it from St. Jerome. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is that there's a lot of thievery that is happening with that phrase. Yeah. And we need to get the true etymology of it. That's all we're doing. That's right. That Spiegel and Holmes find out. That's all we do. Journalism with a capital J.
This is how you pile up Lissagors. You know what I mean? This is like how it happens.
I think we're going to lose. I think we're going to lose a Lissagor this year.
To who?
Midday show. Wait. Just had Chuck Swirsky on from Rome. I think they got it.
It's like vacating a title? Like what do you mean lose one? They're not for my cold dead hands, Lawrence. It's already on my wallet at home. They're not taking it from me.
Do we commit a violation or something?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying we can compete. Like, I'm not saying let's not compete. I'm saying I think they got it.
Let's make stuff up.
And I think everybody, Tim Duncan and Billy and Billy's teacher, and everybody, they might have stolen it from St. Jerome.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We don't know who is St. Jerome or...
It's like when Krusty the Clown said, if this isn't St. Jerome, you're stealing my bit. Is that how that went?
That's exactly how he said it and exactly who he was talking about. We need to take a break. Why? Because we need to turn the page. We are going to get you ready for Bears-Giants next here on The Score.
We'll turn our page soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.